So you're kind of a cowboy again, yeah?
being on Michael Irvin's team, especially just being here, is always an honor. And being, you know, nominated from your peers and, you know, fans, coaches, everybody. And it just shows that, you know, your consistency every year. It's just an awesome honor.
How much of a chip on your shoulder did you have of not making the game last year and then going to a different team and kind of wanting to get back to this level, whether it be the Pro Bowl or not, but get back to the level that you're familiar with?
I think just, quieting your critics. So, you know, people saying, you know, he's 32, and, you know, can he still do it? Can he rush the passer? Can he go through a whole season healthy? But I think the main thing is thinking about yourself and can you prove to yourself, you know, week in and week out and year after year, can you play? And I proved myself, you know that this year and said, you can get out there and play and you can do what you do. And I had a good season. That's why I'm here now.
You looking forward to getting coached by Rod and Leon here this week?
Yeah. Rod, he came to me. He said, do you have any more rushes in you? Let's get to the quarterback this week. So I know he's excited. He takes his game to the whole another level. Whenever he's out there able to coach, it's a game. And he said, I am going to be on the winning team. I'm not going to lose. He said, I promise you that. I said, well, then we need to be on the same team then.
When you see what they were able to do defensively from afar, after you know how it ended in 2013, mm-hmm. What does that say about Rod and what
that,
he can
that
do?
Just shows that it's a team sport. When you have a lot of 11 guys out there playing and playing consistently, getting turnovers, you know, yeah, you can make big plays on the defense, but if you're not getting, you know, letting the scoreboard get lit up and you're creating those turnovers that every team wants, that's what it's about, and that's what they did.
You guys had a lot of wins as well on your side, but was there ever a part where you were kind of looking at what the Cowboys were doing and you're like, really?
Man, I looked all the time. I looked all the time, and I knew how Rod coached. I knew how, you know, the coaches and just what kind of organization it was. So I knew that they can do well. And so, you know, everybody always look at the names on the back of your jersey. It's not about the names on the back of your jerseys. It's how, you know, you come together offensively, defensively, and special teams, how y'all play. And they did well. And the same thing going back to Denver. We had great coaches. We had a great team, great guys playing, and the opportunity presented itself to us getting in the postseason. But it didn't end like we wanted it. So, we got to look, you know, forward to next season and getting better.
Romo might have surprised a lot of people. Were you one of them? You've kind of seen some of the things that he was able to do, especially when healthy. Did the kind of year he had surprise you?
It didn't surprise me at all. I know how Romo plays. I played practice against him every single day, and I seen those plays and, you know, how he, string plays out, you know, make big plays. And that's the same thing, just a testament of just, you know, quarterbacks in general. The same thing with Manning, him being consistent the whole season and, you know, throwing the ball, scoring a lot of points. So both of them guys, you know, played really well this season.
What was your level of surprise at the changes after the season, the total change? I mean, was it was it a total surprise? I mean, what's the best way?
In this league, you got to expect the unexpected. I didn't expect for things to happen, but this league is always about change, to do better, change to, what are we going to do next year to get better? So that's what, you know, Elway did, and now we have to, you know, whatever the decision is, we pick it up, and we go straight forward, and I look forward to next season.
You were with John Fox, I think, for 1 year. What impression did he make in that short period of time as a head coach?
He was one of those guys where, you know, he took, you know, everything seriously, and he, you know, always was down to business. But one of those coaches where you can go and talk to him and make changes, because, like I said, this league is about change. The team is about change. He was a solid coach. But, I mean, he's not, you know, with the Denver Broncos anymore, and I wish him a good year.
Was there ever any situation you were in where you were able to talk to him, and can you kind of illustrate that?
We talked to him every day.
Uh-huh. Where he was receptive, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, he was receptive. Like, let's say you have guys beat up during the season. Instead of, doing like a workout or something that's going to, you know, crush you, we would do, some type of workout to where it would flush your body to get us ready for the next game. Mm-hmm. And he always had us prepared. He always had us you know, prepared to the point where it was little special teams situations, defense situations, offense situations where nothing could come at us from any angle to where we weren't prepared. And that's how he did, and that's how he ran his meetings, and that's what made him a great coach.
But you're saying some of that was like input from players.
Yeah, input from players, like, hey, coach, let's, you know, do a little bit more passing, you know, this practice. And guess what? We would have more situational deal. Like, you know what, coach, we got a run team this week. Let's, you know, have the pads on and let's really hit it hard. And because we knew what type of game it was going to be. And he was receptive with everything that that you know, the players came to him with, you know, Manning, me, you know, the captains on the team with, you know, Demaryius Thomas, whoever it was. He always just listened to us.
So is it fair to say the players don't feel like he was the problem?
I feel like a coach is never the problem. Mm-hmm. It's always put on the players. I mean, you know, he did what he needed to do to coach the players up to get out there and win, but we didn't win like we should.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you know, you just got to look at it as it was a business decision for the Broncos.
And what did you think of Coach Kubiak's hire?
You know, being a player, I don't know exactly how he coaches, but I, you know, from some of the players at Houston and that have had him, they sit and tell me, hey, he's a great coach. He's going to be, you know, one of the guys that come in and make, you know, great changes, and that's what you want to do.
Has he reached out to you yet?
Sure. Have you, I read that you talked with Peyton after the season. How did that conversation go?
I mean, the conversation went well. I mean, talking to him is all about, you know, getting healthy for next season and wanting to get out there and play. But, you know, that's his decision. I mean, you can't make a decision for anybody. So, you know, he's going to, you know, do what he needs to do to try to, you know, get ready for next season. That's the way that I feel. And just keep the ball rolling from there.
Are you excited to get working with Kubiak then?
I am. You know, it's a new year, and sometimes the best thing to do to sort of get that taste out of your mouth is to start early right now and to focus on next year.
Has he reached out to you, Coach Kubiak?
He hadn't reached out yet. If he did call, I didn't know it was his number. So I'm really looking forward to talking to him.
You played 1 year with Jack Del Rio. What can Raider Nation expect from Jack Del Rio, new head coach?
An awesome coach, a guy that's, you know, fundamentally sound, that's going to get the job done, that's going to have and make the right decisions 100% of the time. And he's a coach that's going to be missed in Denver, but you know the schemes and everything that he brings to the game is going to, you know, help the Raider Nation out.
What did you learn? Did you learn anything from Jack Del Rio?
You have to, you know, take the mentality from work, that the seriousness of the little meticulous things, those are what going to get you over the top to where the big things come easy. Mm-hmm. And that's what he does. He makes sure that every little small thing from, you know, the cornerbacks having their coverage, I'm talking defensively, the defensive line, knowing how to, you know, keep the quarterback in the pocket, like all those little small things, you know, played a big role. And, you know, he taught us a lot.
One last question. What was like going up against rookie quarterback Derek Carr?
You know, he's one of those guys where he's one of those you know, gunslinger type quarterbacks. One of those guys that you're not going to sack him. He's faster than he looks, and he makes the right decisions at the right time. He doesn't make any mistakes, and that's what type of quarterback you need as a rookie, and I know he's going to have a great season next year.